This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Hello. It's so good to see you. Welcome. Welcome to this period of practice. My name is Allison Pimentel, and I'm so happy to be with you today. It's always such a nourishing time together that we get to have, that we've chosen to have, practicing mindfulness meditation in the good company of one another. Who's here for the first time? Great. Welcome. Welcome, first timers. And who's here for a long time? So you can see there's a mix. There's a mix of old timers and newcomers, and we are all welcome. Mindfulness is simply a way of paying attention. It's a way of being with the moments of our lives as they unfold with a certain kind of attitude. Openness, friendliness, a willingness to be with our experience as it is, not fighting with our experience as we want it to be, or wish it were, or wish it weren't, but really coming into clear seeing about what is. And then with that clear seeing, we get to choose how to respond. We can choose how to meet the moments of our lives as they unfold. And each week we kind of discuss a different facet or aspect of mindfulness practice, and then I'll guide you in a meditation of about 20-25 minutes on that theme. And then afterwards, if you have questions or want to just connect, we can meet outside of the theater. And if you are Zooming in or listening in either now or at a later date, if you have questions or would like to connect with me or Diana, you can join us on Zoom on the first Tuesdays of the month, where we have an opportunity for people who can't be here in person to be with us online. So please check that out. So today I wanted to talk about something you are obviously already doing, which is making an effort to meditate. You all came here. Maybe you had to find coverage at work or arrange your schedule accordingly. Maybe you had to rush through your morning activities to be able to be here on time, fight traffic if you're in LA. You made an effort to be here. And the last time I was here, I talked about the ease that's available to us in our meditation practice. And today I wanted to talk a little bit more about the effort that's also required of us when we practice. You know, we have to show up. We have to, you know, if we didn't show up, we wouldn't be meditating, right? So it doesn't just happen. You make a choice. And this happens on a macro level when you come to a session like this, or you sit on your cushion at home and you, you know, clear your schedule, or you arrange things in your life so that that's possible. You maybe rely on family members or friends, spouses or roommates to help you create the conditions that will support your practice. And it happens also on a micro level. Each time you come to sit on the chair, on the cushion, you have to commit to returning over and over again to the object of your meditation. Because what happens is you invite the mind to rest on an object like your breath or bodily sensations or maybe phrases that you repeat, and invariably the mind goes off, and then you bring it back. You return 1,000 times in your practice. And this takes a certain commitment, a commitment to remaining present. And it doesn't just happen one time. You got to keep at it. It's like you don't go to the gym one time and get fit. You got to keep at it. You don't brush your teeth one time and have healthy teeth. you brush your teeth every day. So it's really the cumulative effects of the practice that we're going for. Yes, it is and can be beautiful to sit in meditation together. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's hard or painful or ordinary or boring, or sometimes you take a nap instead. But it's really not so much each individual time. It's the drops that fill the cup. So it's over time, the practice, that's really where we feel the real benefit, the cumulative effects of taking the time, making the commitment to cultivate these qualities of mind and heart that support our happiness and support us in being more stable, grounded agents in the world. So whoever you touch, whoever you interact with, can also benefit from the skills that you cultivate in your practice because you choose to, because you make that effort. There's in yoga, there's this concept of sthiram and sukham, strength and sweetness, or steadiness and ease. And it's said that you need these two qualities for any yoga pose. You know, like if you didn't have strength in the body, it would just be so floppy. And if you didn't have softness in the body, you'd be brittle and rigid. So there's always like this balance to try to find. And the same is true as in meditation. We try to find that balance of steadiness, strength, uprightness, and also softness and ease and openness. In mindfulness teachings, there's a Joan Halifax is a teacher who talks about this in a different way. She talks about this concept of strong back and soft front. And this applies in our meditation, but also just in the world, really developing a connection to the strength, the inner stability and uprightness of the body, and also the softness, so that we can meet the world with care, kindness, open-heartedness, strong back, soft front. So we'll play with that today in our practice together. We'll sit together for just over 20 minutes or so. And we'll just begin to explore the experience of bringing some effort, some sthiram, some strength and steadiness, and also the sweetness to this moment. Another way of thinking about this is to think about effort as a sort of devotion, right? Like effort is something we exert or spend, but devotion is something we give to something we love. And so we can turn to this period of practice as a kind of devotion to ourselves, to the people we love, to the wider world, through the cultivation of these qualities that we are practicing together. So let's practice. So find a way of being in your body that is both alert and at ease. So these chairs, if you're here in person, invite, you know, like a deep leaning back because they're so comfortable. But see if even if in that sense of relax and release, you can also find your spine, find your uprightness, your steadiness, that inner architecture of strength upon which everything else can drape and be easy. And we're all together here, so let's take a deep breath in and just let it go. Again, fill the body with breath. You can release it with sound if you like. And one more time, breathing it in and sighing it out. Beautiful breath. And now letting the breath just be, whatever it is. Short or long, deep or shallow. Just being. open this practice with a poem by Anna Sweer. It's called, I Talk to My Body. My body, you are an animal whose appropriate behavior is concentration and discipline, an effort of an athlete, of a saint, and of a yogi. Well-trained, you may become for me a gate through which I will leave myself and a gate through which I will enter myself. A plumb line to the center of the earth and a cosmic ship to Jupiter. My body, you are an animal for whom ambition is right. Splendid possibilities are open to us. Anna Sweer. So now let's explore some of these splendid possibilities as we enter ourselves and leave ourselves through our practice. You can feel the feet on the ground, sensing into the stability of the ground beneath your feet and the way it supports you. And we can feel the ground inside of our own bodies, the sthiram, the strength, connecting with the length of the spine, this plumb line, just feeling its length, feeling into the strength of the back body, the strong back, even if aches and pains are also present, connecting with the strength that's also present. The muscles supporting the spine, the broadness of the shoulders, just feeling into the strength of the back body. Now opening the awareness to the sensations of the front body. The softness of the belly, the soft parts of the front body, if there is tension in the abdomen, any kind of bracing or holding in, see if you can invite that to relax. If it feels supportive to place a hand on the belly or a hand on the heart, to just invite a gentle awareness of the softness and the openness that's possible there, feel free to do that. Now just bringing the awareness to that dynamic relationship between the strength of the back and the softness of the front. It's as if the awareness could rest right there where strength and softness meet. And this meditation can be an act of devotion. To this moment. And as you sit here, see if you can just remain open and available to the sensations of the body. Awareness without judgment, without deeming something good or bad. Just being with what is. And this open awareness of bodily sensations can be the anchor of your practice today, if you wish. You might notice that the sensation of the body, all of its pulsations, warmth, coolness, all of the sensations of the body are a kind of aliveness. An aliveness in the body. Can you experience these as aliveness? And when the mind traipses off into thoughts, plans, memories, can you apply effort or devotion to the aliveness of this present moment and come back to the experience of sensation, pulsation, temperature, throbbing, tingling, whatever is present. As you sit here, you can stay with bodily sensations as the object or anchor of your awareness, the sense of aliveness in the body. Or if you like, you can take up the thread of the breath, this plumb line between Earth and Jupiter. And just feel the breath as it moves in and out. Each time the mind wanders back into the past or forward into the future, you have the opportunity for an act of devotion to the present moment, a return to the breath. sitting here breathing, feeling, in touch with the aliveness of sensation and of the breath, and the gentle commitment to return as an act of devotion to this moment. So for the final 7 or 8 minutes of our practice, my voice will fall away. And you can stay with your own wise guidance, returning to bodily sensations or breath each time the mind traipses back into the past or forward into the future. Just inviting it back. Applying some effort, some devotion in your practice. talk to my body. My body, you are an animal whose appropriate behavior is concentration and discipline, an effort of an athlete, of a saint, and of a yogi. Well trained, you may become for me a gate through which I will leave myself and a gate through which I will enter myself, a plumb line to the center of the earth and a cosmic ship to Jupiter. My body, you are an animal for whom ambition is right. Splendid possibilities are open to us. Anna Sweer. So as we come to the final moments of this practice, we can feel once again into the back body, the strength there, the muscles, the spine, and the whole inner architecture of the body. We can come into awareness of the softness in the front body, the places that are soft, the lips, the belly. And then feel into the dynamic relationship between the two, the strength and the sweetness, the steadiness and the ease that is required of our practice and is required in our lives. And as you move out of this time of practice and into the day beyond, see if you can keep an awareness of this dynamic interplay, bringing more sturdiness or steadiness or strength when it's needed, and more softness or openness or open-heartedness when that's needed. And in this way, you can make a gift of your practice not only to yourself, but to anyone you encounter. And slowly now begin to invite some movement back into the body. You can wiggle toes, fingers, stretch, whatever feels good. And then in your own time, if your eyes are closed, you can slowly float them open. Thank you so much for your practice. I wish you a wonderful week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.